103.7, the Beat Your Boy, Big Rob, the fat guy at the station. How y'all doing out there? I hope you enjoyed the DJ Q89 mix as much as I did. I love those mixes that they be Q be doing, Top Notch and 100 Grand and all the rest of them. They be putting me right in the mood. But I'm here with Ronald Jenkins of the Lakehawks in Flight Foundation. And he's here to talk about the fourth annual Night on the Lake with Lazarus Man Consulting, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Big Rob. Absolutely. I mean, we're excited about this fourth year doing our Night on the Lake opportunity for boys ages 8 to 16. We'll be at Mona Lake once again, camping out, again, mentoring, fishing, laser tags, all the above, our bonfire, just really networking together as young men, men of caliber, men just coming out and being a part of it. I'm just excited about just the opportunity to have these young men being able to experience life lessons. Like we said before, we just had the girls the August 7th. We had that overnight. That went really well. We had over 50-plus girls out staying. And Big Rob, I mean, just think about it, man. These young ladies, they never went to sleep. Man, we had a couple tents, man, that they never went to sleep. It was 5:30. I looked at my wife and said, "Don't you guys want to go to sleep?" They said, "No, we want to stay up all night." I said, "Well, just go to sleep, man." But it was exciting, I mean, just to see the camaraderie of the young ladies that was there. We looked at all the administration, the volunteers, the staff. We looked at creative entertainment. I always get that creative fun, rolling entertainment. I always get that wrong when I'm talking about Catrice's Caden. We talked about Lazarus Man Consulting. We talked about guns, the city of Muskegon Heights. These are all the people that play a part to help us make these things done. Dr. Stork, Wayne with the chicken coop. I mean, we are just giving acknowledgement to some people that try to make sure that we're able to get some things, do the things that we do. These young people, Big Rob, they eat all day long. GV Robinson, man, he's on the grill. Cowboy be out there this weekend with the boys. But I tell you what, when I say we crank that grill up at 4 or 5 o'clock p.m., that grill does not stop until 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm talking about continuously cooking food for these young people, and they can come back and eat as much as they want, get the snacks as much as they want. So it was just great. This past time, the biggest thing was, man, water. We ran out of water. Can you believe that what we were running out of was water?
Was water.
So
not the food,
not
the water.
The food, we've run out of water. So if somebody want to donate water for this boy, please feel free to donate water, hot dog, whatever you want to donate for this event. But we just want the young men to enjoy themselves, man. This Friday, we're so thankful for the Muskegon Heights Fire Department. They come out, they monitor the fire, they make sure the fire is going. We try to do the biggest bonfire of all times. So, and they're there to make sure as they do what they call it, the s'mores.
Mm-hmm.
So the young people, they do the s'mores. So you guys got to see some of the pictures, man, that's out there. We're just overly excited about that. This time we had Kimberly Thornton that came out and spoke for the girls. Turning Lake Peak. Friday, we will have our very own Jimmy Fox. He's just retired.
Yeah, from the police department.
So he's just retired from the police department. So he's going to come out, and he's going to talk to the young men on Friday night. So I'm pretty excited about it. As you can see, man, it's just I can't wait for it to happen, wait for it to come, because it's just always an opportunity for them.
Right, and I see that on they can drop the kids off Friday, August 21st at 4 p.m., mm-hmm. and they can come back and pick them up on Saturday, August 27th at 11 a.m., correct?
Yes, at 11 a.m., we start doing breakfast. We start preparing breakfast right around 7, 8 a.m. We start doing breakfast. They start taking down tents and things like that. We do more talks and events with them, and then they're eating they begin to eat breakfast and still just collaborating with each other. And then parents are starting to come and pick up their kids around that time frame.
So as long as your child is between the ages of what?
ages of 8 to 16. We said the boys were 10 to 16. If you looked at the flyer, say 10 to 16. But I think what we were trying to do was trying to give it that same age group as we did the girls. So the girls was 8 to 16. We would do the same thing for the boys.
Okay. Now, do they have to register for this event?
Yes, we want. We still have people still registering. We definitely want them to go on the Lake Hawks in Flight Facebook page or on 103.7 The Beat Facebook page and get the link. You can log right in, scan for your child. Now, what we don't want to do is wait until Friday to get this to happen. Because that puts us back in number. So we want to make sure that the last registration will be taken on Thursday. We
okay.
don't want to, because we say we don't want to turn people around at the, you know, by coming in on Friday, but it doesn't help all of it, the volunteers that don't have the staff, knowing exactly how many people we have.
Right.
So we want to be able to make sure that we get people enough time. So hopefully Thursday we'll have everybody registered, but go online, click the link or scan the code, however you got to do it, and register your young child today.
All right. That's Friday, August 21st, 2026 at 4 p.m. You can start dropping your boys off. They will have food, basketball, bonfire, fishing, building tents, and much, much more, which he just explained some of the other stuff they're going to have. If you need any more information, 231-769-9617 is the contact number to call to say, hey, I want to get with my kids, my sons or grandsons or nephews into this. Gates will be closed during this event, so you can't get in and out unless they talk to your security team, right?
Absolutely. Everybody is, any volunteers have to go through on iChat, so I want to make sure parents understand that. And we do have security on both ends of the lake. And I tell you what, when we say that lake is locked down, that lake is locked down. So we don't let anybody in. We don't let anybody out without authorization.
Right. Okay, Lake Hawks in Flight Foundation and Lazarus Man Consulting, Night on the Lake, for the young men to build confidence and character.
Exactly.
All right, thank you guys for doing this. Your fourth annual
this
one,
is
right?
This is the fourth for the boys. And one more thing, Big Rob, another thing that we do, man, we try to keep them in a line and do things they don't normally do. Like we say, they get a chance to meet new people, new friends.
Right.
And one way that we do that, they don't even have access to their cell phones. So when they come, either the parents keep them or they got to turn their phones in. The parents have first contact with the staff. If there's an emergency or something happens, we have our emergency station there as well. And if the student need to get a hold of their parent, we also call their parent. But we make sure that they don't have access to their phones and doing all these other things. We want them to be able to concentrate on these activities and meeting new friends and doing things they don't normally do.
Yeah, talking.
Yep, talking is a big thing. Yeah.
yeah, talking. All right, well, thank you, Ron, for stopping by and reminding
it.
Us about this Night on the Lake. That's coming up August 21st, 2026. If you need more information, 231-769-9617, again, is the number. We're going to get back to more music with Coco Jones and you on 103.7 The Beat.